One of William Kennedy's acclaimed novels has been transformed into an amazing opera. Roscoe, an American grand opera, is tragic, comic, and poignant. And it will be performed with the Albany Symphony Orchestra at the Palace Theater in Albany on Saturday night at 7:30. Roscoe Conway, after years as the motor of Albany's political machine, longs to retire, but just when he thought he was out, things pull him back in. The opera features the radiant voice of opera superstar Deborah Voigt. I'm thrilled to say that Deborah Voigt joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And she is here along with the composer of Roscoe, Evan Mack, who I must say has been with us throughout this process.
Yeah, we've the whole process.
We've documented it. Documenting this process along the way. So here we are coming to the to Palace Theater. And so, how are you feeling about it?
I'm riding a huge high. You know, I mean, to William Kennedy is pretty much all things Albany, and to have such a all these forces coming in to perform it. You know, you have the Albany Symphony, Albany Pro Musica Chorus, of course, Deborah Voigt, 15 other opera singers from around the world, and at the Palace Theater. I mean, it's a big, big Capital District event, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of it.
How did you become involved in this?
Well, Evan asked me to become involved in this.
Simple as that.
And yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we talked about it, and he sent me the music, and I thought that it suit my voice really well, and decided to jump on board. I've never been part of a premiere or the creating of a new piece, and so to have the opportunity to perform this role with orchestra for the first time is really going to be very exciting, and I'm very happy for Evan. I know it's going to be a very big moment for him.
So what does that mean for you as an artist to have that input from the very beginning?
Well, I think that really the input was that Evan had my voice in his head.
Yes.
When he was composing the particular role that I'm singing, Veronica. And so by the time it came to me, he'd already put it together. And so there were a couple of notes, one in particular, which is a high C sharp, that I might pay him off to lower a third. But actually, he has written an alternate note.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to try it.
All right.
I'm going to try it.
It'll be glorious.
Give it a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It may be a last minute decision.
Game time.
Right.
And for you, Evan, of putting all this together, and I would direct people, we have all of our conversations online, so if you go to wamc.org/roundtable, we did a lovely interview with you and William Kennedy and with your partner.
Yeah, Joshua McGuire.
Joshua McGuire, who did the libretto. And it's a great conversation, so people can check in on that. But for you of coming in and 'cause working on it so hard during the summer, mm-hmm. were there radical changes, or was it just fine-tuning?
It was really fine-tuning. We had workshopped it the previous year,
yes.
And so really all the bugs were kind of worked out. But I had Debbie's voice in mind from the start. I mean, part of it is because, when I write, I kind of put certain music in the background to kind of digest everything. And so I had Wagner playing because, Bill actually quotes Wagner in the book or talks about this prelude. And so, of course, it was Debbie's recording of that, and so her voice was swirling the whole time, as well as then counterbalancing that with stuff like Glenn Miller. And so to put it all together and mash that and do that, so that then we worked out all the bugs. And then really at the Siegel Music Colony, when they premiered it, it was the staging and the concept, and that was wonderful. The real field test is the full orchestra version. I mean, no one has heard the opera from start to finish, full orchestra. This is a premiere, so I'm really excited to hear that. And of course, with Debbie, it's just absolutely a dream come true.
Albany Symphony Orchestra, David Alan Miller conducting. So all of this will be on stage on Saturday night at the Palace Theater.
Yeah, at the Palace. It's really a cool setup. So the chorus will be in the back, and then the orchestra, and then the 15 opera singers, and David at the podium. So everyone dives into rehearsals today with the full, the orchestra alone, and we have a piano vocal rehearsal. So we're kind of making all of this happen. It's going to be everyone kind of parachutes in, does their thing, and then we'll have a good time on Saturday.
That's usually how it works. Yeah.
Do you enjoy that part of the process of this rehearsal process and sort of putting it all together?
I would have to say no. I'm not. I've never been.
It's a very honest answer.
Well, I'm not. I'm a performer at heart, and so it's a necessary requirement. But I'm definitely someone who prefers to be on stage. So getting through the rehearsals, it'll be intense because we only have a couple of days. And it is a new role for me, so I'm a little nervous about it. But I think that it's going to be wonderful. But yeah, I get excited walking out in front of an audience. That's what sets me on fire.
And when you do something, just give us the more common example of when you do something that is in your repertoire that you do regularly that you would perhaps do with an orchestra. Then that process is much less, obviously, right? You just come in and do it.
Generally, yes. Yeah. If it's something that I've sung before, there's always the possibility that a conductor will have a vastly different opinion than you or than a prior conductor. But generally, it's repertoire that you've done many times, and so it's a different sort of experience.
Do you look for new things? How do you look for new? As you said, this is one of the few or first real new roles. I mean, do you think you'll start looking for things like that?
I will. I mean, I look at things very often. Composers will send me things, but I've never found anything that I. Other than Ben Moore, I don't know if you know Evan. Know Ben Moore's music. other than Ben, I Evan's the first one that I've really. Taken to. Some of it is a little bit more atonal in the way that it's written, and that doesn't necessarily work for me. I do a lot of that kind of work, Schoenberg, but I really prefer to have a tune. and in this one, I have some very, very lovely tunes.
What does that say about contemporary opera, of opera that is being written now?
Well, I'm not. What do you mean by that? What is it? What does it say?
I'm guessing.
I think it's a matter of taste. You know, some people prefer a very difficult sort of harmonic presentation, and I don't. I like songs that I can really sing.
But I'm curious as to whether other artists feel the same way. Is it difficult them to get them mounted if people are going back a little bit, saying, "Oh, okay, we don't really like this," or is there always going to be someone to fill those roles?
Well, I think there'll always be someone to fill those roles, and composers do have singers in mind when they are writing, and some singers' voices are a little bit leaner, and so maybe work better in that sort of harmonic setting. My voice is very plush and round, and so I think that it, for me, what excites me more is to have music that I can really hum and want to.
And do you keep that in mind when you're writing?
Yeah, I generally write for an accessible style, you know, and I know, you know, there have been more new operas written in the last 16 years in America than the last century. But that said, a lot of them come off as either sung plays or, you know, if the material is quite heavy of subject matter, that the music actually makes it heavier, where they don't find the moments of levity or things. But I'm always aware of the singer. The voice, and that's the instrument. I always tell people, if you're a fan of opera or sports, you should be a fan of opera because it's so athletic, and you have to really understand the athleticism of an opera singer. And so, you know, it can't always be in a high tessitura, or it can't be very low for a long time and then just pop up and that's it. So a lot of my music has sort of this natural ramping up feeling. And then at that moment where it needs to happen, it has a climax. And so that helps the singer, that helps the musical language, and it helps the audience digest it.
In that digestion, how have you found that in this work? Because I'm assuming that many people who see the opera have read the book.
Yes, it's actually that was the interesting take was that working with not only Josh, you know, the librettist, but then William Kennedy as the author, we had to talk about how the music can carry the narrative. And so there's a scene where Veronica, who's played by Debbie, and Roscoe, you know, by Jeff Williams, they will. There's an awkwardness as they're trying to rekindle their love. Well, before they speak that awkwardness, there's an awkwardness in the music and the instrumentation beforehand, and the way it's kind of notated. They're saying, touch my, feed me while, you know, lean on me while you feel. No, I can't. Well, what if you do that? And so the music has to reflect that as well, and you sort of set the tone that way. So that's actually the fun part about taking a novel like Bill's and turning it into an opera is that some of the complexities are captured in the word, but a lot of that complexity is captured in the music.
Did you feel that you had to read the novel, or did you read the novel?
I have not read the novel. I'm just going to be honest about it. But I will do so now that I
now that you're in this, sort of have to. Well, I mean, I would think, because there are two schools of thought there, that it would be nice to take the fresh approach to just what is on the page as in the opera.
Well, that has generally been the way that I approach the roles that I take on.
Yes.
I tend to go right to what the composer has written, what the librettist has written, and take it from there.
Mm-hmm. And as you well know, I mean, so many artists will say, "Oh, we're going to go through the history, and I'm going to go find out where they were in their lives, and I want to find out what they were doing." And I guess that can be a plus or a minus, depending on who you are.
Exactly.
Yeah, and my goal writing, I mean, we had to also deal with, you know, there's truths in the novel, and there's truths in the opera. And so we had to make sure that the opera could stand from start to finish without the novel. That if the pretend that the novel didn't exist at a certain point. You know, it was great in the DNA of the material, but you at some point it has to stand on its own. So it's great that an artist like Debbie can take a new role like this and understand it at its face value.
And the rest of the company? Where they come from all...
Oh, yeah, they come all over, yeah. So a lot of people have sung it. They sang it at the Siegel Workshop beforehand. And so people are coming from all over. It's been wild. So Tyler Simpson, he's singing Patsy. He just flew in from Finland yesterday, and so he's getting to Albany today. You have other people from the city and Boston. Jeffrey Williams is from Nashville, Tennessee. So it's a wild ride in terms of everybody getting into Albany. But everyone's here, so everyone's accounted for. And we're ready to rehearse.
They're feeding and watering us.
That's right.
We took attendance. Everybody's here.
Right.
That's all good.
Yeah, yeah.
I would be. I have to say, you were on the show a few years ago at Tanglewood. We were at Tanglewood, and you joined us. And at that point, you were just writing your book, and since then, the book came out, and I read it, and it's just lovely. It's been out for about a year and a half now. Called Call Me Debbie, the True Confessions of a Down-to-Earth Diva. And it's very much about the ups and downs of your life and career. And when you look at things right now, are you pleased where you are?
I am pleased where I am. I have just accepted a faculty position with the San Francisco Conservatory of Music at a time in my life and my career where I would like to slow down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a pretty intense wild ride for about 30 years now, and I'm happy to be able to take on things that I would like to sing rather than feeling as though, well, I really should try to sing another performance of Isolde, or I have yet another role that I really should add. I've done most of that, and so you get to a point when you've had a career as long as I have been fortunate to have that you don't want to repeat things that you did 10 years ago because you're not going to be the same as you were 10 years ago. So that's partly what's interesting about being involved in this new piece. There's not a history of, you know, tremendous famous world singers who've sung it. So when the piece is repeated and repeated, as I'm sure it will be, 10 years from now, someone will say, you know, well, the first one to sing with the orchestra was Deborah Voigt. And that's going to be very rewarding because often if I'm singing a Wagner role, oh, well, Birgit Nilsson was really the lady. I mean, Voigt's okay, but so it's nice to come at something from a different perspective.
Given that and thinking about 10 years from now, what do you think the life of this is?
I think it has legs, no pun intended.
Yes.
But sorry.
Another fine William Kennedy novel.
That's right. Yeah. It got great reviews from Siegel Music Colony, National Opera, not National Opera Association said it was really like the Great American Opera. You know, I mean. That's I'm quoting here, you know, but they
you can say
you can
that's okay.
Take
it feels good.
Say,
yeah,
it's
I know.
Okay.
Yes, I know. Yes. But I really do. I think it has something special. It's it was one of those we knew from the beginning when Josh and I really started out with this that there's something special about this piece. And as it grew, there was sort of more people kind of buying into the piece and supporting this piece. And so as thrilled as I was that a superstar is singing the role. In a sense, there was something cosmic about the piece that it made sense. And so I think this will be the kind of landmark performance that will just put it in a new sphere, and hopefully opera companies will pick it up soon.
Roscoe, an American Grand Opera, will be performed with the Albany Symphony Orchestra at the Palace Theater in Albany Saturday night, 7:30. Find out more at albanysymphony.com. Albanysymphony.com, Roscoe, 7:30, Saturday night at the Palace Theater. Deborah Voigt, Evan Mack, thank you so much for joining us, and all the luck in the world for a beautiful performance on Saturday night. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Great pleasure.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.